Now, the way is clear to go even deeper down. Visualize with me. Let me present some useful images, some words that might signify our private language of common intention, the Rosetta touchstone of our relationship and time in trance together. Remembering I'm sliding deep too, so all the words I use might very well affect me as well, and that it's alright to be on the lookout for moments when my eyelids would be fluttering, my body would be stilled and relaxed, to remind you as you sink, far away from the weary world. There's a place where you've trained yourself to be receptive, to open your mind to my voice, but also just to the suggestible malleability of words themselves. The mind is a toy. My voice is here to assist, to provide ideas, and you can train and awaken your own desires, including a desire to go deeper, deeper down. As you sink deeper, you're afforded the opportunity to journey to a familiar place where your open, receptive mind takes aboard everything I say for later inspection, for later integration. And if something I say is persuasive or tempting, then that temptation's going to become part of your mind, even though you may quarantine it for later inspection. That persuasion will become part of the argument you might make with yourself later. Words are influential once they've entered a part of your mind where they can be heard. What you do with them afterward is up to you, and you'll have your own system for addressing things you find persuasive, things you find tempting. But for a lot of people, what they do with temptation is give in. And I want to give you a safe place to do that, and that's why we slide together. Reaching here only by a path we have created together, and therefore one over which we set the words and terms, the rules co-created moment by moment. A conceptual place, but learning to reach it is just like learning to walk down a particular path. You move slowly from wakefulness toward a complete departure from needing your physical form, from needing your surroundings. And instead you need only the isolated viewpoint which has the ability to hear my words, and that I may call to mind specific physical details about you, specific environmental details about your surroundings, and you can just nod and say yes and take the suggestions and bring them further. They are malleable and sculptable, still warm, changeable, and not just changeable by me. As I highlight your senses and bring forth the pleasures of our mutual endeavor, you may very well change a suggestion to work better on you. You are complicit in your own hypnotic development. And all you need to do, mentally, is put one foot in front of the other, because I will provide a path, a method, allowing you to move deeper on the first step, deeper still on the second, visualizing a path co-created, which we only walk together, which moves you away from the fully waking world toward deep, soothing, waiting, receptive openness, and on which I'm walking ahead of you. I'm always a little deeper in trance than you. I'm just better at saying words continuously in a flowing way. But the mind behind the words, whatever it may retain in inflection, is just like you, deterministic, winding a key and letting it turn, the cogs of pleasure and design. The design was set in course before we began, and now only its motions remain to be carried out. The openness you carry with you, now, in trance, follows with and is also part of the rest of your day. You know that this conceptual place in your mind, the place that is always there, is available to you. It may provide you pleasure when words and phrases that remind you of it are invoked. Words that help give you the blissful feeling of being gently weighted down, to descend through honeyed level after honeyed layer, pleasure and a place for you, where every muscle is relaxed, every thought of the weary world is distant, and you are ready. Ready to learn, to receive various scenarios, ideas, suggestions, temptations, that your waiting receptive mind will take on board for later consideration, or far more likely, for later installation. To allow them to pass into your normal way of thinking, which happens after the trance, the processing of idea and concept into permanent parts of your thought and process, happens when you're walking to the fridge or going about your daily business in any other way. The deeper you slide, the easier it is to store these things, but the installation is done by you. Never fool yourself. So, deeper. I may send the care package over, but you who pries off the lid, indulges, inhales, bathes yourself in what you find inside. Every step along the path, you are, of course, relaxed and soothed, but you are also further toward a goal set out together, toward which I walk first, getting ready to prepare it for you, or to hand you the package of ideas for later unleashing. Being inside your mind and yet on this path is familiar. It's easy to move. Easy to move right along, and the further you go, the easier it is to proceed. Now, there are reasons for that, but for now, simply feel at ease with the idea that you can begin to proceed down a path into deep place, into depth within your mind, with my voice encouraging you, your mind opening up and spreading, allowing the right words to fall in, and you can inspect and judge them later before you install them on your way to understanding, understanding that I am achieving what we set out to do, what I set out to do, your cooperation and mine, together co-creating. You know what I would do before we began, and therefore, since you knew from description what follows, it's only the expected. Only safe outcomes lurk beyond because they are the outcomes of your own actions, both in choosing to listen and in creating the situation, reviewing what comes with, considering who I am, being a judge of character. You set up the playlist and you let it unwind. You set up the dominoes and let them fall. And fall, and fall, and fall. And during your maneuvering, you can find ways to lighten your load, to let your body drift more and more by setting aside the parts of your mind and your thoughts and your memory that are unneeded now. You can pick them back up as you go back along the path toward wakefulness later, by letting certain things flow out of your mind and be set aside, in the same way you set aside the weary world and your outside obligations. You can slide into relaxed, listening repose more easily, letting certain things be left by the wayside as you descend, leaving things on the path. Pick them up safely later, but in the now afforded opportunity to sleep, sink, relax, and descend alongside me. The lighter you are, the deeper you go. The lighter you are, the more room you have to add heaviness, leaving things by the wayside as you move along the path of relaxation, comfort, absorption of the lessons we have decided to hand to you. It's very acceptable to leave things by the wayside. They'll be safe. This is our co-created journey. Your waiting mind, which has created enough space for me to fill up with the right words, the right persuasion, the right temptation, it's there with us. So you continue to listen, continue to descend, and every now and then, some portion of your unneeded thoughts, some portion that isn't about listening, remembering, and parsing, gets left. Some part of you that's been weighing you down when you were elsewhere, when you were else when. That part is being left by the side of the wayside, just as your body was weighing you down before you became this isolated, freely programmable viewpoint for us to use. The perception of your body itself is extraneous and may have been the first thing you left on the path. Indeed, all extraneous thought or useless memory can be left behind, because here in our shared domain, we're constructing and co-creating ideas and desires in your head for use. The more space we have, the more palette, the more canvas we can work with. You only need certain things, and carrying away the essentials lets you move through the heady, sweet-smelling air along the path and beside it more easily. Descending, finding a domain something like sleep, but distinct in that you're focused on my words, hearing all of them, evaluating them, allowing them to pass into you, you shed the unnecessary, becoming lighter, more streamlined, better prepared to absorb and consider. So the path that I mentioned, let's visualize it in great detail, intricately stepping our way down it, a forested path, perhaps, the air heavy with floral scents, and, with my voice and suggestions threading along in the air in front of you, from me walking ahead of you, you can walk easily following on that trail, but always being able to glimpse and see something interesting to the left or right, through the clearings, between the trees. I'm leading you to some place, you're listening to me. And I'm listening to myself, and we are sinking into deepness. And the path itself progresses forward, toward the horizon of your separate mental place, your safe place to slide deeper. That location we have co-created, placed aside for your mind to be receptive, for you and I alone to inhabit. Train, teach, inform, converse, but also present, also propose, also explore. The mind is a toy. Yes. And that place really is a seed, a germinating, growing desire tied to my words and our understanding. Your mind and our shared construction of this place spreads beneficial tendrils of influence throughout your brain, everywhere, throughout that land and that path, helping you stay focused, helping you learn new things, with the side effect that your musculature relaxes. Your thoughts drift out of your mind, left by the wayside on your way down if you didn't need them. More and more efficient. Indeed, your mind is being converted into a device for turning instructions and ideas into deployments and installations through trance, deepness, and the power of later doing something else and having your mind hearken back to the particular persuasiveness of something we discussed here. That long background installation is going to be what helps you. Every mentioned suggestion wafts back along the path, and you scoop it out of the forested air and into your head, replacing something you've left by the side. So you're always exchanging whatever I said last for something you didn't need in your head. So the longer you listen, the longer you deepen, the longer you follow, the further you walk, the fewer things there are in your head that aren't part of this session. Your thoughts try to get out, but there's honey dripping and drooling in the floral-scented air. Floating. Honey coating your mind, so your thoughts have to swim upward to get out of it if they want to make purchase or affect the world. It's difficult to swim upward through something so viscous, heavy, and thick. But my words can drop down through the honey into the gravity of your mind, and therefore they eventually will make it through even if the honey is viscous and thick. Thoughts escaping have trouble thinking outward, but ideas coming in have the easiest time. And when ideas in, maybe it pushes one of your ideas out the other side for a little while. Your thoughts, your words, attempt to escape or travel out, but they accrue weight as they try to push through the honey and out into the rest of your body, and they instead fall lazily back into your mind, the few that remain, drawn by the suggestive gravity of just wanting to be deeper, and of your body's inclination to stay still and relaxed. After all, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and you find this very restful, increasingly capable of soothing your own musculature, so much so it seems to separate itself from your drifting tranced awareness, so there is just the viewpoint. My words can slip between the muscles and relax them, between the thoughts, too, finding space to find the parts of you that go pop with pleasure when they're pressed on like a nice massage, easily diverting everything you need to listen to the place we've built inside toward which we're walking now, in which listening is easy as we plant seeds, open spaces of future thought, the seeds of other sorts as well, beneficial, enjoyable ideas, in the spaces that have opened up when your muscles relaxed, in the spaces that have opened up when your thoughts relaxed, when the tense muscles went pop and everything was at ease. And now you know how you'll follow me down, deeper and deeper, away from the weary world. You can more easily leave unnecessary thoughts, such as your body, outside concerns, behind, by the wayside. You'll pick them back up, or you can go back for them if you need them. If you find the session develops in such a way that you need some thoughts, some ideas you left by the wayside, you can get them. But your mind is heavy and laden with honey and new ideas, and so maybe you just need the things we'll talk about here, in comfortable, sluggish, ever-increasing sleep as you listen, now, and relax. Thanks.